This is Unpublished Opinion for April 3rd, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, my race report from the Shamrock Shuffle 8K, which I ran here in Chicago yesterday, April 2nd. Alright, everybody, so the Shamrock Shuffle is the first official race of the season here in Chicago, and yesterday I believe there were over 20,000 runners. I think the final count was 20,400 some finishers, and I was one of those. This is probably the best race I've ever done. Of all of the ones I did last season, this was definitely my favorite, just because I really like running with all of those people. I love running through downtown Chicago rather than running like on the lakefront path, because that can get kind of boring. But the path of this race is really cool. It takes you all throughout downtown. You know, for those of you familiar with Chicago, we go underneath Michigan Avenue, you know, underneath where the Nordstrom is. We go to State Street, which takes us by Chicago Theater and Marshall Fields and the big Old Navy. It takes you by my law school. And then it loops back around and heads back to Michigan Avenue, south on Michigan Avenue, down to Roosevelt. And then there's a nice steep incline right there at the end. To get you back to Columbus, which is the street that it finishes on. But I had a really good time yesterday. It wasn't quite as thrilling as it was last year, I think, just because the amount of spectators was much smaller this year. The weather was really crappy yesterday. They were predicting thunderstorms to start at any time, and rain and severe winds and all of this. So I think that that, along with the cold temperatures and cloudy skies, kept a lot of the, you know, random tourists from being there to watch, as well as probably people's friends and family coming out. Like I said, the weather was really cold. It was, I believe when we got there, it was about 45, but with the wind, it felt like 32, I think. I ended up dressing fine. I had two layers on the top and shorts on the bottom, and I ended up feeling fine. I was a little bit warm at the end. Probably the last mile or so, I got warm, which was the same thing that happened last year, and I just really couldn't prepare for that. I really couldn't have worn short sleeves for the whole thing and not been freezing. Especially all of the waiting around time at the beginning, because when there's a race that has that many runners, just to get up after the gun sounds, just for me to get up to the starting line, I think took about 7-8 minutes. So that, on top of the amount of time before that, I had already checked my bag with my pants in it, so it was pretty chilly. Luckily, Princey was there waiting with me, so I kind of was distracted from the cold. He was, you know, trying to, you know, keep me from thinking about how cold I was. Normally when I do a race, he's sort of planted somewhere up ahead, ready to take a photo of me, but because he was participating in the 5K fitness walk yesterday, he actually waited around with me in the starting corral, which, not really a corral, it's just a big group of thousands and thousands of people. The actual corral is filled with the very fast people up at the front. I couldn't even see it. But so he waited around with me up until we started moving initially, which was nice because that kept me not getting nervous or cold or thinking about anything like that. So I did like that. And then once we got started moving, it was crowded. It's pretty crowded, I would say, the majority of the time. There's a couple spots where we actually are able to spread out through, you know, two lanes of traffic either direction, so it was a little emptier, but for the most part, it's pretty much, you know, if you want to pass someone, you need to sort of squeeze through, pay close attention to try and get your brake to sort of get in front of somebody. There were a lot of people that cut the course, which I don't really like. I mean, I can understand if you're on a straightaway and you get up on the sidewalk because there's just too many people and you want to get a good stride going. But people that would cut a corner completely by a good, 30 feet, I just didn't dig that. I try to stay on the course as much as I can. Like I said, with the exception of the straightaways, because really, sometimes it's just too narrow that you really do need to get up on the sidewalk. So it was crowded most of the way. I didn't really have too many problems. I would have liked the water stop to have been a little sooner, and then maybe had one later on. But I mean, it ended up being fine. I didn't die or anything, so I guess it's okay. But what I've done is I was recording from the time that we arrived downtown up until the time we got back into the car, and I have spliced together some interesting things from along the way. I tried to talk to myself as much as I could while I was running for your own enjoyment, because nobody was really paying attention, so I didn't mind. So what follows is a collection of various things from throughout the 8K and before and after as well. So enjoy it. I hope you like it.
and people don't know when to go, you know? And I stand there, and they're, like, letting everyone else go, and they're just standing there. Like, obviously, my bladder is not part of their concern.
Yeah.
I see that the weather hasn't deterred anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, well. There goes my first place finish. Maybe if it starts thunderstorming, everyone will quit because they get scared.
Yeah.
And I'll keep going, and then I'll win. Already in the front. Well, then everyone else is just supposed to sort of figure out where they belong, but they don't even have any signs, so I don't know how we're supposed to know. I just try and look and guess how fast people are. Like, I still think I'm too far up, but...
Well, further back?
Inspirational music. four blocks south. Jam packed with runners. Very cool sight. Thank you. touch the water.
She's the one girl with the oxygen.
Yeah, you did fast. I don't for today's show. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed my race report. Feel free to email me at simbachicago@yahoo.com and be sure to check out the website at simbasmom.com. Thanks.